Hi, my name is Amanda C. Holzer, and I am a certified financial counselor here at New England Federal Credit Union.
And I'm Emily Phelps. I'm also a financial counselor here at NEFCU.
Today, we're going to be talking about credit scores, why they're so important,
and how you can improve yours.
Welcome to the podcast. Most people already know that their credit score is important, but few people understand just how important the credit score can be to their financial well-being.
That's true. In fact, it's fundamental to just about any type of financing relationship.
Not only that, these days, credit scores are being used in a number of other ways to evaluate people. And whether that's right or wrong, the fact is, it's one of the few objective ways for landlords and employers to assess someone's character.
A person's payment history does give an indication of their lending risk level and the risk of getting into a contractual or employment situation with someone.
One of the most important things we want people to take away from this podcast is that they shouldn't wait until they apply for a loan to think about their credit score. It's something they should be looking into and managing at least on an annual basis.
If, for example, there's an error on your report that needs to be resolved, that can take time to fix.
And that's so important. Improving your credit score can do a lot to save you money by lowering your interest payments or getting you better terms for your loan.
And in the case of a mortgage, those savings can really add up.
Yes. In fact, the first thing anyone should do when they're thinking about buying a home isn't to find a broker or to get pre-approved. It's to look into their credit score and do whatever's necessary to get that score up as quickly as possible.
Okay, so let's talk about the ways that people can actually do that. Of course, the first step is to find out what your credit score is.
There are multiple agencies that keep track of people's credit histories, but the three big consumer bureaus are Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. You're entitled to one free copy of your credit report every 12 months from each of them, but only through annualcreditreport.com. They will charge you if you want your score, though.
Your credit score is a combination of your payment history, the amount you owe, the length of your credit history, any new credit, and the type of credit. Meaning, revolving credit like a credit card versus installment loans like a car or mortgage payment.
The most widely recognized scoring model is the FICO score, which ranges from 300 to 850. The higher, the better.
It's calculated as follows. 35% from your payment history, 30% from amounts owed, 15% on the length of your history, 10% from the credit mix, and 10% for any new credit.
Make sure the information on your report is accurate and that you notify the agencies of any errors.
As a general rule, you'll want to pay your bills on time, pay down your credit cards, and keep new accounts to a minimum. If you paid off an old credit card, don't close it. Keep it open, even if you have to pay a fee. But this doesn't really apply to new cards.
And make sure you maintain a solid payment history with traditional accounts like your credit cards, auto loans, and your mortgage.
Now, if you need to repair your credit, that is, if you've had issues in the past that require a more significant intervention, you should contact us. As financial counselors, we provide advice to NEFCU members about how to do that, free of charge, on behalf of the credit union.
For more information, check out the education section on our website, nefcu.com. That's also where you'll find our contact information.
Remember, the higher your score, the less you'll pay for borrowing money. It's that simple.
Thanks for listening and take care.